Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
South Africa's electricity market is entering a new era of transformation with the Electricity Regulation Amendment Act. It's now in effect. And essentially, my understanding is that it aims to open up electricity trading. It would break Eskom's monopoly and create a more competitive environment. But there are concerns. Municipalities are pushing back. There are regulatory conditions or contractions. And the minister has broad discretionary powers, which could also slow progress. Someone who's watching this is Jason van der Poel, partner at Weber Wenzel. And let's look at what all of this means, the ERAA, what it means for the future of energy in South Africa. Jason, thank you very much indeed. So this new bill then, is it actually going to create a competitive electricity market, or does too much government control still remain?
It does create a competitive electricity market, but it is important to note that the electricity market to a large extent is already competitive. There was a very important change in law in 2021 which lifted this licensing cap in Schedule 2 of the Electricity Regulation Act, allowing private generators of electricity to generate and sell to private purchasers of electricity. And that change in law opened up the floodgates of purchase of private power, not involving Eskom, but importantly using Eskom's grid for wheeling of power from one place to another in our grid. So already there's an element of competition in our market. What now needs to happen through this new act is the clearer regulation of that competitive market through this, the establishment of an independent transmission system operator, and getting these private electricity producers and private purchasers of electricity to help with sustaining the grid, balancing the grid to make sure that we have a stable electricity system and a stable transmission system. So there is already competition in our market. We don't all purchase power directly from Eskom, as has been the case for 100 years since 1923. But this new act will take competition in our markets to a new and more clearly regulated level.
Jason, clear this for me. You talk about the need for an independent regulator, yet isn't that NERSA's job?
NERSA is indeed the independent regulator of electricity and electricity prices in South Africa. And so the transmission system operator that the Electricity Regulation Amendment Act creates will not be a regulator. It will be a separate state-owned company which has an independent function of regulating the transmission system. And when I say regulate, I don't mean regulate in the way that NERSA does. The transmission system operator will have four functions. The first is as a system operator. It's going to run the transmission system. It will be transmission operator. In other words, it will take the transmission development plan and oversee the rollout of all of these new kilometers of transmission lines that we need in the country. It will be a market operator using the market code, which is under development, and that will regulate our new day-ahead market, intraday market, balancing market, which is the new platform that will be created under this new law to allow for clearly regulated trading in the market. And then the final function of the TSO, the transmission system operator, will be that of central purchasing agency, which will buy power from the existing Eskom power plants, the existing independent power producers, and will interface with the new market that's created by the market operator under the market code.
Yet my understanding is the act itself still allows NERSA to set and approve tariffs. Isn't that a contradiction in an open market?
That is correct. And there are exemptions for direct supply agreements under the law. So those agreements between willing buyers and willing sellers generally are intended to escape price regulation by NERSA. In other words, in an open and competitive market, I should be able to buy power from a power generator without NERSA telling me what price I need to buy it at. But there are some contradictions in the law. So in particular, there is a definition of direct supply contracts. Direct supply agreements, where the definition itself excludes the ability of generators to sell to traders on an unregulated basis. In other words, where a generator sells to a new electricity trader like PowerX or Energy Exchange or Lyra or Etana, one of the electricity traders, there are quite a number of them in our market now, in Envusa and others, then that falls within NERSA's regulation, and they need to have a price set by the National Energy Regulator of South Africa. And that's contradictory to the idea of an open and competitive market.
Now, Jason, I'm assuming, or I'm understanding, that there is a bit of resistance here. The South African Local Government Association is threatening legal action. It claims the Act undermines what it says is municipal electricity rights. I don't understand what that means. But does the opposition mean that it could stall the implementation?
So there are two definitions in particular which have not taken effect along with the rest of the Act. The definitions are the definition of reticulation and the definition of distribution power system. And the reason why this is important to municipalities is that the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa gives municipalities power to reticulate. And there's a particular section of the Constitution, section 156, I believe, that gives municipality executive authority and the right to administer reticulation. So the reason this has caused consternation to municipalities is that the old definition of reticulation encompassed distribution and trading of electricity and of different voltages as well. The new definition of reticulation excludes the ability to trade and limits the voltage at which municipalities could do that under the definition of reticulation. In other words, only very low voltage, under 11 kV, would then be done by municipalities. And then with distribution power systems, something similar. So municipalities feel that they have the right to reticulate electricity under the Constitution, which is the highest law of our land, and this then allows them to earn a very large proportion of their revenues in order to achieve their municipal mandate. Now, if the changes go through that are currently waiting for the president to assent to these new definitions, municipalities are afraid that they won't be able to generate the revenues that they need in order to fulfill their mandate, because they won't be able to distribute and reticulate as they used to, and this will undermine their ability to earn revenues. Now, municipal debt to Eskom currently is over 95 billion rand. And the amount of money that customers owe to municipalities is a very large number as well, a big chunk of that. And so if municipalities are curtailed in their ability to generate income, then it's going to make it impossible for municipalities to settle their debt to Eskom. And what that then means is Eskom might shut off swathes of municipalities, and customers within municipalities might sit without power. Minister Ramakgopa has said that he expects municipalities to pay their debt, and I believe correctly so, but municipalities believe that they need to be capacitated to collect this debt through the generation of income.
And Jason, just a final one, and very briefly, if you don't mind, a lot of vague provisions as you've outlined to me. How much of this act do you think is going to end up in court?
I think there are some key provisions that will end up in court. The question of reticulation is one such candidate. I think that there needs to be judicial certainty on that. There are a couple of other provisions which allow for very wide powers of the minister and also NERSA. But in particular with regards to the minister may make determinations where there is market failure, where there's an emergency, and for purposes of ensuring security of energy supply in the national interest. And those things aren't defined, and that gives the minister a lot of power. Also, the minister has the power under Section 34 to procure power, but the words relating to our fair, equitable, transparent, competitive, and cost-effective procedures they've not been included in the new act. And in addition, when procuring new power, the minister can do that after consultation with NERSA and not in consultation with NERSA. And what this means is they don't necessarily need agreement of the regulator before going ahead. And I think that actually it would be better for South Africa if the National Energy Regulator had the ability to achieve consensus with the minister in respect of planned new electricity procurement in South Africa. So that also is a potential flashpoint. But I think there are some others that may arise, which we have published some client briefs about and have presented. We were part of BUSA's process of commenting on this bill, and there are a number of such instances in the Act that may fall under judicial scrutiny. And I think that the sooner we get clarity, the better for South Africa.
And a very thorough explanation. Jason van der Poel, thank you very much indeed. Partner at Weber Wenzel.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.